Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into something really fascinating from nature communications. It's all about how our sense of smell works at the molecular level.
Right. So this study is about olfactory receptors. And here's the wild part. Each olfactory neuron in your nose only expresses one receptor gene out of over 1,000 possible options. Like, how does that even work?
I know, right? It's called the one neuron, one receptor rule. And what's crazy is that scientists have been trying to figure out the mechanism behind this for decades.
Yeah. In this paper, they finally found a key piece of the puzzle, a protein called TRIM66.
Exactly. So let me break down what's happening here. During development, immature olfactory neurons actually express multiple receptor genes at the same time. But as they mature, all but one gets silenced.
Okay. So it's like, they start with a bunch of options and then narrow it down?
Precisely. And TRIM66 is the repressor that does the silencing. When the researchers knocked out the TRIM66 gene in mice, mature neurons kept expressing multiple receptors at low levels instead of just one.
Whoa. So without TRIM66, the whole system breaks down?
Pretty much. And here's where it gets really interesting. They found that TRIM66 actually binds to olfactory enhancers, these DNA regions that control receptor gene expression.
Enhancers. Those are like the on-off switches for genes, right?
Exactly. And TRIM66 doesn't just repress them. It also helps assemble these enhancers into what they call enhancer hubs. So it's doing double duty.
That's so cool. So it's like organizing and then shutting down the extras.
Yeah, and when they looked at the mice without TRIM66, the animals had serious problems. Their sense of smell was impaired, they took way longer to find buried food, and they couldn't discriminate between different odors very well.
Wow, so this isn't just theoretical. It actually affects behavior in a really practical way.
Absolutely. And get this, they also recorded neural activity in the olfactory bulb, which is where these neurons send their signals. The knockout mice showed disrupted patterns of brain activity when exposed to odors.
So the whole circuit is thrown off when you don't have that singular receptor expression.
Right. The researchers also found something really elegant about how this works. TRIM66 is actually regulated by ATF5, which is a transcription factor that responds to receptor expression.
Oh, so it's like a feedback loop. The receptor gets expressed, which triggers ATF5, which then activates TRIM66 to shut down the other receptors.
Exactly. It's this beautiful regulatory cascade, and they showed this using ChIP-seq experiments. That's where you can see exactly where proteins bind to DNA.
Man, the tools we have now to study this stuff are incredible. So what's the big picture takeaway here?
The big picture is that they've identified the missing link in how olfactory neurons transition from expressing many receptors to just one. TRIM66 is that critical repressor that ensures each neuron commits to a single receptor identity.
And that singular expression is essential for proper smell discrimination and behavior.
Right. Without it, the whole sensory map in the brain gets scrambled. It's a perfect example of how precise gene regulation is absolutely crucial for brain function.
This is such elegant biology. All right, everyone. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining us on the Origine Podcast.
See you next time.